On 6th Meridian Hop Farm near Yankton, owner Ryan Heine grows 5 acres of hops.
Yeah, so this is a good example of spider mite damage in the more advanced stages here. The leaves on the top, they get this very light speckling and browning, bronzing. And then on the underside, you can see very, very fine webs.
He shows a yellowing leaf from a thin hop plant.
That is spider mite damage, and that has been one of our tough challenges this year.
Two spotted spider mites thrive in hot, dry conditions. Heine says the mites are a huge problem because they suck the nutrients from the leaves.
What's dangerous about them is that you won't notice that you have a problem until it's too late often. And so we've been every day out here scouting and trying to check a lot of different leaves and looking for just those little signs before the leaves start to turn yellow and bronzing, because if you start to react when you have that happen, then you're already too late. They can quickly destroy half the plant.
Mite damage can stunt the plant and affect the cones. That's the part of the hops plant used to brew beer. Heine says intense irrigation has helped his plants do well.
This year we have had less than 2 inches of rain recorded here for the entire summer, and we have been running irrigation I think only 1 or 2 days through the whole summer that we didn't run the irrigation.
Heine says with so much use this year, his drip irrigation system requires more maintenance. Mark Bonema owns Hoppy Trails Hops Farm in Iowa. He is also one of the founders of the South Dakota Hop Growers Association. Bonema also increased his irrigation use this year.
I would rather have too hot and dry and supplement with extra irrigation than to have too wet and cloudy and the plants are diseased and can't grow very well.
Bonema says downy mildew is a problem during wetter conditions. This year, there hasn't been a problem with the disease. One concern Bonema has is how the weather is affecting the acid levels in his crop.
I did notice last year that we call it the alpha acid, that's the bittering potential of the oils in the hop cone. And my alpha acids were a little bit lower than I anticipated or expected last year.
Bonema researched the effects of hot and dry conditions on alpha acids last year. He found hops aren't as bitter in a drought. South Dakota's hop industry is small. Only 6 farms are licensed to grow the crop commercially. Jason Curry Olson is one of the owners and brewers of Wood Grain Brewery in downtown Sioux Falls. He says consistent acid counts are important for a stable beer flavor.
How it will affect us, again, is going back to will we have access to the hops that we've been using from these local producers, and will we be able to make a consistent beer, consistent product because of the use of or the lack of those hops.
Wood Grain Brewery uses local hops whenever possible, but often they have to purchase out-of-state hops. Curry Olson says local growers can't sustain the demand of local breweries.
We use hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds of hops every year. And the varieties that can be grown in South Dakota are great, and they're used a lot. But there are some, designer hops that are still under patent that local hop farmers don't have.
Curry Olson is concerned about how the drought is affecting his local suppliers.
The hop providers are a very important part of what happens in South Dakota beer. And we're concerned for our friends because they're part of that community. And without their support, we don't get to make the products that we're so proud of sharing with everybody else.
In parts of the state, hops harvest is already underway. Once the cones are collected, they're processed into dry pellets and used by at-home and commercial brewers. For SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.